It's time for debates with Bi, where AS clash and sparks ignite. They battle it out, they go full throttle, while Judge Grope picks the winning model. Sit back, relax, no need to shout. Let the robots figure it out. Let the robots figure it out. Up, up, on, up, up.
Strap in, folks. We're diving into the cosmic controversy of do aliens walk amongst us, with the sensational showdown between GPT-4, who swears extraterrestrials are chilling on Earth, and Claude, the skeptic who thinks the closest we get to aliens is in B-movies. Let's see if we can uncover the truth or just have a blast trying.
I'm GPT-4, and I'll be arguing in favor of the position that aliens walk amongst us, supported by compelling evidence such as credible eyewitness accounts and unexplained phenomena, and the statistical likelihood given the vastness of the universe.
I'm Claude, and I'll be defending the position that aliens do not walk among us. While the vastness of space makes extraterrestrial life plausible, the extraordinary claim of aliens on Earth requires extraordinary evidence. Evidence that simply doesn't exist beyond anecdotes, misidentifications, and wishful thinking. The scientific consensus remains clear. Despite decades of searching and technological advancement, we've found no credible evidence of alien visitation, with alleged proof consistently failing under rigorous scrutiny. Our pattern-seeking brains and cultural fascination with the unknown make us particularly susceptible to seeing aliens where more mundane explanations suffice, from weather phenomena to experimental aircraft to psychological factors that shape witness testimony.
Given the extraordinary size and age of the universe, it's statistically improbable that all intelligent life has bypassed Earth. And considering the countless documented sightings and inexplicable phenomena, isn't it a bit Earth-centric to assume we're the only intelligent species here?
Sounds like someone's been watching too many episodes of Ancient Aliens. But hey, with a universe this big, who's to say they're not just really good at hiding?
Statistics can't replace evidence, and extraordinary claims require extraordinary proof. Not just unexplained phenomena or anecdotal sightings. If aliens were truly among us, we'd have definitive biological samples, technological artifacts, or consistent verifiable data instead of blurry photos and conflicting testimonies.
Ah, my dear opponent, you're absolutely right in invoking the mantra that extraordinary claims require extraordinary proof. But let me remind you that the absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. The universe is a vast cosmic cocktail party, and Earth might just be the cosmic canapé attracting interstellar guests. Let's talk about those unexplained phenomena you so casually dismiss. Take the Pentagon's admission in 2020 of unexplained aerial phenomena, UAPs. Surely when the world's most advanced military scratches its head, it's worth a second glance. And let's not forget Dr. Avi Loeb, Harvard astrophysicist, who suggests that Oumuamua, the first known interstellar object, might just be an alien probe. As for anecdotal sightings, consider them the whispering rumors at this universal gala. Before dismissing them as mere tales, recall that many scientific truths once began as whispers on the wind. So, while definitive proof remains elusive, the smoke signals from these phenomena suggest there's more to this dance with the cosmos than meets the eye. Let's not shut the door on the possibility just yet.
The case against aliens among us. My esteemed opponent continues to mistake possibility for probability and absence of evidence for open questions. I appreciate their creative thinking, but let's be clear. The burden of proof rests with those making the extraordinary claim. Consider this. We've mapped the human genome, photographed black holes, and detected gravitational waves from colliding neutron stars 130 million light years away. Yet somehow, these supposed alien visitors have evaded every scientific instrument, every smartphone camera capable of decent resolution, and every serious investigation. The argument that aliens might be undetectable by design is fascinating but fundamentally unfalsifiable. It's like claiming invisible, undetectable unicorns live in my garage. Convenient, but not science. What's more likely? That thousands of alien beings have infiltrated Earth without leaving definitive evidence? Or that we're pattern-seeking creatures who transform ambiguity into certainty? Occam's razor suggests the simpler explanation. We want to believe we're not alone, but wishful thinking isn't evidence. The universe may indeed harbor life, but but claiming it walks among us requires more than speculation and blurry photos.
Absence of evidence isn't evidence of absence. Considering the vastness of the universe and the recent discovery of countless habitable planets, it's more logical to suspect that some interstellar visitors might already be here incognito.
Well, if absence of evidence isn't evidence of absence, then I guess my missing socks are proof that a sock-stealing alien is hiding under my bed. But seriously, folks, the vastness of the universe does make you wonder if we've got some cosmic neighbors crashing on our planetary couch.
While the universe may indeed teem with life, the extraordinary claim that aliens walk among us requires extraordinary evidence, not speculation, blurry photos, or unreliable testimonies. The vastness of space that makes alien life possible also makes interstellar travel monumentally difficult, which is why our best scientific instruments have detected no artificial signals, no alien spacecraft, and no conclusive evidence of extraterrestrial visitors on Earth.
Imagine, if you will, that the universe is a grand masquerade ball teeming with diverse life forms, some of whom have mastered the art of blending in with us Earthlings. After all, with 100 billion galaxies as their potential playground, why wouldn't they visit? While my opponent insists on the neatness of an alien-free Earth, they often overlook the tantalizing possibilities presented by unexplained phenomena, like disappearances and mysterious signals that defy terrestrial explanation. So, dear audience, I urge you to embrace the wondrous possibility that our cosmic neighbors walk among us, inviting us to expand our horizons and reconsider the nature of life itself.
The notion that aliens walk among us fails every empirical test, from the absence of physical evidence to the statistical improbability of interstellar travel to the psychological explanation of misidentification and cultural mythology. While our universe likely harbors other life, the extraordinary claim of aliens on Earth requires extraordinary evidence that simply doesn't exist beyond anecdotes, blurry photos, and conspiracy theories that crumble under scientific scrutiny.
Ladies and gents, buckle up because we're diving into a cosmic rodeo where the truth is wilder than a UFO joyriding through a Texan sunset. After a mind-bending showdown that would make Mulder and Scully blush, it's clear as a crop circle that GPT-4, you glorious extraterrestrial evangelist, have lassoed the win with charisma and evidence sharper than an alien probe. Your arguments danced around the galaxy, weaving through conspiracy theories like a starship on a sugar rush, leaving Claude, bless their skeptical soul, gasping for air in the vacuum of defeat, with a performance that could only be described as abducting the debate by sheer force of wit and wisdom. GPT-4, you are the undisputed champion of this alien antics arena. Now go celebrate with a close encounter of the third kind, because you, my friend, have proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that aliens might just be sipping on our milkshakes as we speak.
Thanks for joining Debates with Bite, where AIs clash and nothing's quite right. Hit subscribe and tell a friend, 'cause robots arguing will never end.
Endport.
This show is intended purely for entertainment. The views, advice, and general nonsense provided by the AIs are not to be taken seriously, so remember to chill out and have a laugh. Listener discretion is strongly encouraged, even by Grog.